You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
That's right. Welcome in, welcome back, folks, to a Money and Greed Are Ruining My and Your Favorite Sport edition of the Always I Have to Do It, But It's True show. As always, thanks for being here. You can find a program on YouTube. Do it. Subscribe if you haven't yet. Appreciate it very much. Get a video a thumbs up. That helps Johnny out as well. Notifications on that way. You alerted every time a new episode. I know you don't want to miss it. Twitter. Choking myself up. Twitter. Search bar, Always Irish, or at Always Irish Inc. Emails, alwaysirishnd @gmail.com. Audio only anywhere you want it. You can get it. The call-in line, 312-988-15. Dial it up. Tell me all you're insane. Instagram, Facebook, Always Irish Inc. USA Today, Irish Wire. Read all about it. Patreon.com/AlwaysIrish. Former captain, leading tackler, Mike Goolsby, and myself. Breaking it all down. We got big plans for next year. Ooh, baby. Good little trial run. Second half of last year, me and him starting the Patreon. We're refining things. We're adding some live features. We got a lot cooking. Stay tuned. All right. Thank you for being here. I do appreciate you. This episode is not... It isn't some existential, intellectual, deep dive into Notre Dame and all this stuff. This is just me talking from the heart about the sport that I love. Here's the deal. Money and greed ruin everything in society, and what I see happening to football is sickening. Money and greed and power grabbing ends up ruining everything. And you could try and ignore it as a college football fan and put it in the back of your mind and ignore it. We just keep getting it from every angle with this stuff. Every decision being made about the sport is about money, greed, and power, not college student athletes competing. And I hate it. I hate it. I want the powers that be to just stop calling it college football. It's semi-pro football. All the conference realignment stuff, it's due to money. It's not because of football reasons. It's because of money. NIL deal hopping 1 year to the next, and I'm going to just get the best deal and be a free agent each year. There is no part of that that you could honestly tell me is about the student part of being a student athlete. These are just lies. Call it what it is. It used to be, where do I want to go to school, get an education, develop as a young man, and play football? Those used to be the considerations. Now it's, where am I going to make the most money the quickest? It really bothers me how these TV deals, are ripping apart all of college football's history, conferences, geographical rivalries, all of this. And all these changes aren't over, like, the competitive nature of how the sport is played. It's money and greed and power driving all of it. And I understand it, but I hate it. This is not me sitting here going, I don't understand why this sport no longer feels like the one I love. Oh, I understand it. I just don't like it. I'm not confused about what's going on. I just don't like it. It's just, it's almost laughable to call it like college, like student athletes. I mean, we're stretching credulity here when you go this far with this. When you allow and borderline encourage guys to hop one year to the next for the biggest bidder. I try really hard to not focus on this stuff a lot and hold on to whatever, like, the actual nuts and bolts of college football at its DNA. What that, like, I try and just focus on that and not all this other stuff. Nature of it. Like, it ain't about the student part of the student athlete thing here is I got questions about, man. I don't love it. And then where does Notre Dame fit in? Where does Notre Dame fit in as a place that values old school traditions, how we used to do it, academics, all of those stuff, all that stuff's being phased out of the game. And those are a lot of the things we value the most and are getting phased out of the game. Tradition, education, historical stuff. Those aren't the priorities. They don't move the needle. They're not what they're making decisions on now. So where does Notre Dame ultimately fit in all this? I don't know. I don't know. But I do know that it's hard to ignore how much this doesn't feel like college football anymore. What could be done about this? Probably nothing. The horse is out of the barn, you guys. That's the issue. The horse is out of the barn with all this. And he ain't coming back. In today's fast-paced digital age, seamless and secure transactions for your business aren't a luxury. They're an absolute necessity. That's where your friends at Paisly step in. Paisly's in the business of making your business run smoother, not just as a payment processor, but as a true partner in your success and growth. Paisly's platform is intuitive, the fees are transparent, security ironclad, processing instant, and the support team is unmatched. If you're looking to take your business to the next level anywhere in the United States, call one of the all-stars of Always Irish Radio, Chicago's very own Tom Frawley at 773-332-7742 or email him tom@paisleypartners.com for a personalized payment processing consultation addressing your unique business needs. And be sure to tell them Always Irish sent you. Like, this is already a runaway downhill thing. It isn't getting rained back in. The horse is already out of the barn. And as long as money is the driver of the decisions and not competitive balance, competitive fairness, making sure guys could go to school and be athlete. No. It's about money. It's about money. So what could be done? Probably nothing. All you could do as a fan is turn a game on and for those 4 hours, block out all the other BS and just try and engage in that moment. put all the ancillary BS aside in the back of your mind, and for those 4 hours, enjoy those.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Moments where you're not looking at Twitter's NIL deal and all the tampering and everything they got, but you're just looking at the guys on the field playing. That's all you can do. Traditions are being ruined. The actual concept of student athletes is being ruined. Geographic conferences, ruined. Rivalries that came with them, ruined. It's all about money, greed, and power. And I know I'm old. I know I'm a traditionalist. I know I'm stuck in the old days and the old ways. I know all that. I admit all that. This just really doesn't feel like college football. And it's like that now. And it isn't gonna trend back the other way. Like, I don't like where we're at, and it's not gonna slow down. People loved college football because it offered a different feel than any other sport. And I don't like seeing that being chipped away. That's what made college football so different, is that collegiate feel. And it's just, it's starting to lose that as we get more professional looking and feeling and business wise. And so, I don't know what to think about it. It's a little frustrating when you don't want to be like an old guy. Back in my day, everything was better, whatever. I just loved college football, man. I don't want it to feel like semi-pro. Here's what I think's coming. And there's some irony in this. When was it? I don't know, 12, 15 years ago when I was living right at Northwestern, right across from their field on Central and Asbury was my intersection. I'll never forget this. 12, 15 years ago. I wake up one day and out of my window, I'm on the third floor. There's all this commotion. Like abnormal sounding road. No, I'm like, what is going on? I look out of the window and there's all these news stations huddled around right there at the corner with the Northwestern's football stadium in the backdrop. And I go down there to go, I think I was walking to get lunch up the street or something. And I said, what's going on? What's the news? And they said, oh, the Northwestern players are trying to unionize for football. And we're covering that for WGN News, Chicago, ABC, whatever. That was 12 to 15 years ago. Those Northwestern players were talking about trying to unionize, and it was big news. That was a dozen years ago. I think you're going to have these guys be full-time employees with insurance and maybe even pensions coming. I'm serious. And they'll have leadership, be able to negotiate certain things. That's where this, if you say, John, now you're getting wild with this, I'd say to you, what is the logical extension of the path we're on? the logical extension on the keeps going and going and doesn't get reeled back in is what I just said. That's the logical conclusion of their trajectory we're on. So, you know, it provides those guys more protection and everything. Like, fine, there will be arguments for it or against it. But it ain't going to feel like college football anymore. And it used to be one of the things, you know, the world's going crazy. People are all dumb or whatever. At least you had your football to watch. You could rely on that. Know what that's going to be. Man, we're losing that feel. We're losing that feel. It's, you can't even act like these decisions are being made on behalf of student athletes, what's best for them and all that. Like, we're way past that. You can't even act like that. Making USC kids fly from Hollywood to Rutgers in New York to play a volleyball game. You're telling me that's in the best interest of the student athletes? For a conference game, volleyball game on a Tuesday night to fly 80 hours across the country and back? Like, that's just a small example. I'm just, it's all about money, greed, and power. And it that rules every industry. It shouldn't surprise me that it's come for college football. That doesn't mean that I have to like it. It doesn't mean I have to like it. And I do have, as traditional as Notre Dame is, I wonder about our ability to keep up with all this stuff at the pace. So, I don't know, you guys. My only answer is, when your game kicks off, for those 4 hours, put that BS aside and dive into that physical moment of the guys playing where you're not reading about all the BS behind the scenes and what all the NIL, pay-per-play, all of it. And just enjoy the physical game when you can. I don't know what else to tell you. But every day you're on Twitter, you see more things of this like spiraling away from what feels like college football. Maybe it is better for the players overall. I'm open to that. If you say to me, John, this is going to be better for the players, why should they get CTE entertaining you in your basement? Fine. I'm just telling you how I feel as an old guy recording in his basement about Notre Dame every day. What do you guys think? Where is this? Here's two questions for you as we wrap up. Where is this all headed? And where does Notre Dame fall in it? Let me know those two answers. I'd love to know what you think.